If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, it's our San Diego Comic-Con preview primer. What are we going to do? What are we going to look for? Episode. This is Apathetic Enthusiasm. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name's Travis.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Brandon. It's so good to hear all of you. I think
none of them can hear. You can't hear any of them.
I can't.
Everyone, do not speak into your podcast app. We, despite what Brandon tells you, we cannot hear you.
You can if you want, but there's no promises or assertions that we can actually hear you. But we can feel you. The vibes growing.
Oh, the vibes are immaculate. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a very special double episode, bonus crossover episode. I don't know exactly how we categorize this, but both for fans of Apathetic Enthusiasm and Interdimensional RSS, the unofficial Rick and Morty podcast. This podcast is for all of you. This is going out to all of our listeners across both podcasts as we gear up for an exciting week at San Diego Comic-Con 2024. And we're going to be breaking down all of the things that we look forward to checking out at this year's Comic-Con. So, we're excited you're here. We're excited that we can hear everything that you say. I don't know what motions you were just making, Brandon, only the video viewers will appreciate it.
I'm just turning on the light. I just wanted to see the light shine on my face. We're excited to go to Comic-Con next week. We're going to record this episode earlier in the week, but some of us got caught up with fevers.
Comic-Con fever. That's what we got.
Astronomically high fever. Yeah. We're going to record this earlier in the week. But let me tell you a tale, Travis. Let me tell you a tale.
Spin me a little yarn here, Brandon.
Before we get into the story, let's go ahead and get through some housekeeping for both shows first. Take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. So because we are going to Comic-Con, we are going to be covering a lot of stuff. We we're going to talk about in this episode, a lot of the content that we're going to be producing for you guys. And if you want to keep up with everything that we're doing out at Comic-Con, I encourage you to follow us over on Twitter, both at Apathusiast and at Rick and Morty Pod. You can find us on our Facebook pages, facebook.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow or facebook.com/Rick and Morty Podcast. Follow the Instagrams. Lots of things will be happening over on Instagram. So apathetic_enthusiasm and Rick and Morty Podcast or Rick and Morty Pod. Really, I don't know. Do we want to make a commitment right now, Brandon, to which one we're going to be using?
Rick and Morty Podcast.
All right, go follow Rick and Morty Podcast. Make sure that you you're following those Instagrams. You can send us an email still, apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com. If you have things you want us to check out, send us an email. You can find all of our podcasts, both of these shows, over at apatheticenthusiasm.com. YouTube, make sure that you're following the YouTube, subscribe over there, youtube.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow. You can get video versions of all of our podcasts, as well as additional YouTube shorts, things like that, that are going to be happening. And then a big shout out to the patrons over at patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm who support all of our shows. They support Interdimensional RSS and Apathetic Enthusiasm. If you want to be a patron, you can go over there, sign up. You can get exclusive post-show content, including another exclusive podcast that we will talk about a little bit later. But those are the social media links. So that's where you'll be able to keep up with us and everything that we're doing over the next week.
That sounds fantastic, Travis. I'm really excited to. I just made a note actually for myself, social media prep, because I shouldn't be figuring that stuff out as we are in the convention like we did last year.
Yeah, we've done it. Believe it or not, we've done more prep for this event than we have for most things in our lives.
Yeah. We'll get into that in a minute. Again, recording earlier this week. Yeah, it was gonna be a thing. Like, well, I was so excited to do it. What happened was like a week ago, basically, I was playing Rock Band, right? And I was like,
as one does,
singing my heart out, right? Don't stop believing. Some David Bowie. Oh, I'm just rocking out.
Did you get any Steely Dan in there?
I did get some Steely Dan in there, right?
Good.
Just rocking out till like midnight, singing. And I went to bed that night. And then like, as I was sleeping, like I felt like, oh man, I really went ham on my windpipe. Right. So then all that Thursday, the next day, I started to feel like it started to feel worse. And I was feeling kind of sluggish and like, ugh. And I canceled on my brother to go, watch Minority Report. So we didn't watch it this year yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And I went to sleep. The next day I woke up feeling like trash. A fever started growing. And then from Friday to Sunday, basically I was in and out of fevers. I got up to like 105 a couple times. And really, you know, I know this now. I need to take better care of myself. And so eventually I told Chelsea, you know, like, well, Chelsea was like, you want to go to urgent care? I'm like, yes. Went to urgent care. Urgent care sucked. All they did was like, here's some cough medicine. And then came home. And then a couple hours later, hit 105 again. And I was like, she's like, you want to go to the emergency room? I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So I went to the emergency room. The emergency room is like, okay, well, do you have COVID? I'm like, no, I tested. I don't have COVID. I don't think it's the flu. Like, I don't have stomach issues. I'm still hungry. Maybe it's RSV. So they test me, whatever, take an X-ray of my chest. And it turns out that I'm from like the 1930s and I got...
Did you get tuberculosis?
Well, that's the funny thing is I have pneumonia. I have pneumonia. I got pneumonia somehow. I don't know. But the way they described the X-ray is she's like, they were like... The way they described it is actually how they describe TB, tuberculosis. So we're going to test you for tuberculosis as well.
Holy crap.
Good news, that came out negative. So I'm definitely not from the 1830s.
Yay.
they gave me some steroids. They gave me some other, you know, antibiotics. And so I'm on the mend. But if I get in, go into a coughing fit randomly in this show, that's why, because I was very much near death this last weekend.
Well, for one, I'm glad you're doing better. I'm glad you got the help that you needed to, and specifically the modern medicines to fight your tuberculosis. Yeah. And I'm glad that you're getting this kind of out of the way a week or two in advance of Comic-Con instead of this happening this weekend. And then all of next week being, well, it'd be ruined, but it'd also be like a huge weight on me because I've already booked travel.
Everything.
And I would have to do everything by myself. I guess it's just Travis going to Comic-Con and Apathetic Enthusiasm special. But no, I'm glad I will have my emotional support podcast co-host with me for all of it. And it's going to be a great time. It looks like we've learned some lessons from our first podcast endeavor at Comic-Con last year. I feel like last year, and both of us have been to San Diego Comic-Con before in the past, but it was... for me, it had been years, over a decade. And I think for you, like, you didn't always go just as a attendee. You're kind of there with other people or with people that are there for panels or different things. So we didn't like fully go and do the whole experience. And there were some things that I think we missed the first time around. I don't think either of us signed up for any exclusive lotteries last year. We didn't really understand that. I think we went to preview night and we went and got a bunch of footage from the Adult Swim event. And then we went to preview night and we just kind of looked around and we're like, oh, it's cool preview. Not knowing that preview night is like where the best way to get like exclusive merch and like all the stuff you really want to buy. We're like walking around Sunday, like maybe we should buy some things. Like, so we've learned those lessons and we're carrying those into this year. And we have a plan going in. Yeah. We've already signed up for exclusives. We will let you know a little bit about how successful you were with some of those. But really for this episode, what we're going to break down for you, fair listener, is what we plan to see, what we plan to buy, and what we plan to do while we're at San Diego Comic-Con. So we have sort of those are like the... especially as press, quote unquote press, we definitely want to make an effort to bring this content for you guys so that if you're unable to attend, which the majority of the earth is in that category, then you can at least see as much as possible from our experience.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Another thing I want to say about, you know, the previous trip that we had, we both said to ourselves last year, you know, if we are graced with the gift of being able to go next year again, like, let's use this trip here as our kind of like sightseeing, our surveying, how far all the panels are from each other. How far is one ballroom to another ballroom? How long does it take to get from the beachfront, you know, the ocean front back to the convention center, right? All of those things. And then and how long does it take to get to walk the floor too? Because that people don't
in
understand.
Our case, it was 4 days.
it is, if you've been to a comic convention anywhere, say even like WonderCon, right? Tampa convention, Hawaii, wherever, you know, they're packed, right? And you're like, man, this place is busy. You don't know how busy it is until you are in San Diego Comic-Con, because it's like you're going to get sick. It's so packed.
And it's funny because you have conversations with people who have attended like other regional kind of comic conventions. I'm not talking about like a New York City, like New York City Comic-Con. I'm not even like MegaCon or something. Like, those are still pretty big, but like generally Comic-Cons are popular. Like, I think Oklahoma City has like 3 or 4 in a year, right? But the scale, the magnitude of those events pales in comparison to San Diego. It is just on a completely different level. And if you don't have a plan going in, it can be really daunting. I've been scrolling through Reddit and things like that over the past week, seeing a lot of posts from people that are like, hey, this is my first time going to San Diego Comic-Con. What do I need to know? Like, there's so much to know that you don't know where to start a lot of times. So I am grateful for our experience last year. And I'm looking forward to having a little bit more of a plan going into this year, but also baking in some flexibility for us to be mm-hmm. able to, just enjoy ourselves and have a good time between making short form video content and interviewing people. So,
one of the big things that every Comic Con every year has are panels. And so we kind of want to start there. There are some panels that we are going to be a part of. Like, we're not moderating, but we got invited to. And for all of our Interdimensional RSS listeners, this one goes out to you. We are going to be right there, front and center. Maybe not front and center, maybe like to the side.
Front and slightly off to the right.
Yeah. For the Rick and Morty anime panel. So we got an invite to that. That's going to be super exciting. I don't think they're going to show some clips from it there, but then they're going to do, I think later on in the event during the weekend, they're going to show like an episode, the actual episode.
Maybe that Night of New out
on the green,
Adult Swim on the green, their pirate party. The avid Interdimensional RSS listener knows that Adult Swim announced that in 2024 we would not be getting any new official Rick and Morty episodes. That Rick and Morty will not return until 2025. So Rick and Morty, the original show, is not being featured by Adult Swim this year. They're really focusing on the Rick and Morty anime. Creators from the show will be there, as well as I think some of the voice talent. Yep. And we're excited. We're excited to get to see what that looks like, maybe get a chance to see some behind the scenes clips or things like that. And we will be doing an interview with the creators as well.
Yeah,
so that is super exciting for us.
It might also be the first interview we ever have that requires interpreters.
Yeah, let's emotionally prepare for that one.
let's see how well my humor translates.
maybe we should practice that a few times before we go into that interview. So the Rick and Morty anime interview or panel, we're very excited to see that. That's going to be a pretty big panel. Another panel that we have planned, though this one is a little bit in flux. Last year we went to the Fox Animation panel, and this was a panel where Dan Harmon's new show, Crapopolis, was premiered. They showed, I think, two episodes of that series before it originally aired on Fox. It was a great panel. It was something that even though last year there were no writers, there were no actors at any of the events, I thought the Fox Animation panel was pretty good. They gave out some really cool swag, I think. I still have my like toga shirt, though I think I've only worn it once in my life.
But
this panel is in question.
It's a big but.
First off, this is heavily underlined in the schedule for us because Dan Harmon is scheduled to appear at this panel.
Yeah.
So as Rick and Morty fans, as Interdimensional RSS podcasters, we felt that it was important for us to put this on our schedule and make sure that we're there, even if it's not for Rick and Morty content.
Right.
The fact that Dan Harmon was going to be there, it seemed like it was semi-pertinent. Say that. It was very semi-pertinent.
It was very, very semi-pertinent. It's the same thing we did when we went to go look at the Alien panel last year. But here's the thing, fair listener. That is in flux because one of the things that is happening also that night is a Wolverine and Deadpool panel in Hall H, which will have Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman and Sean Levy.
Kevin Feige, I think, is going to be there.
It's a big one to do. And in order to get into that panel, you had to You had to go to a Google Doc or whatever. You had to submit your name. You had
join a lottery, basically.
Join a lottery. Well, Travis got selected for that with an extra ticket, which means I'll be there too. And so that panel is scheduled for an hour. That actually
6:30 to 7:30. Easy. 6:30 in and out. No problem.
Which leaves us 30 minutes of time to get over to the Fox animation panel. Well, here's the thing. Marvel has that Hall H time scheduled for longer than an hour, for about two and a half.
Close to three hours.
Close to 3 hours. Yeah. So if they showed Wolverine and Deadpool, we are not going to go see Dan Harmon.
So this is the convergence of our two podcasts, right? This one episode. It's like if it was strictly interdimensional RSS focused, it'd be like, well, drop everything. Dan's in the house. But as I put it in our messages to each other, I don't know how I'd feel sitting in a room hearing Dan talk for 5 minutes before he airs an episode of Crapopolis while our empty seats watch an early screening of Wolverine and Deadpool over in Hall H. So yes, if they do surprise us with an extended stay in Hall H, we are going to take full advantage of that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, honestly, winning that raffle, that lottery, it's really the only way we would have ended up in Hall H this entire week. True, I think like Hall H, if it holds like 6,000 people, it is a huge room, and it is the room where all of the biggest announcements, all of the biggest panels happen. And in order to get a seat in there, people line up overnight. They line up the day before. They have organized groups where people will like swap out and have like a group of five where one person can go out and then come back and get in line. And then they sit in Hall H for the first panel and just stay there.
Yeah.
All day through whatever panels are there so they can go see that Marvel panel in the evening or something like that. And that's for us, the different things that we want to cover, the content that we want to create, that doesn't make sense for us to do, especially when it's just the two of us. So the fact that we were able to get into Hall H at all with this lottery is pretty exciting. And I'm excited to see what they have to offer. And maybe see that movie early. Like that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Because I was like, yeah, it's coming out. Yeah, the movie's coming out. And then I realized, oh, what? It's the same weekend as Comic Con.
Same weekend for at Comic Con. Like we're gonna be really busy.
Son of a biscuit, man. Let's see. So we have here on Futurama and Simpsons panels, but those were also lotteries, right?
No. So there are signings for Futurama and The Simpsons, right? Gotcha. There's going to be autograph signings with those. But on Saturday, there is going to be a panel both for Futurama and The Simpsons. They're like back to back in a pretty large ballroom. I think it's the same place where the Rick and Morty panel was last year. Mm. So I'm optimistic we can at least get into the room for those. And it just is like adult animation fans, and you and your wife are huge Futurama fans, that's right in our wheelhouse. So we're gonna try to make an effort to get in for those panels. Some other honorable mentions. There's a Solar Opposites panel. We will maybe catch part of that. That's also kind of conflicting with our scheduled interview time. So we may have to miss that. We covered Apple TV Plus's show Silo on an Apathetic Enthusiasm. Yeah. If we have an opportunity to sneak into that panel, I wouldn't mind checking out maybe some clips or previews for that next season. So lots of things to see while we're there.
This time around we scouted out the panels that we wanted to go to if there's a panel to go to, right? I think there some of this episode is just going to be reminiscing about last year. It's gonna go.
The 2024 primer / 2023 retrospective.
Yeah, because there is so much stuff to see, right? We would wander around a lot and be like, should we go to this panel? Maybe we should go to this panel. Maybe we should go to this panel. Maybe we should. And we don't have that. So now we have more time to do other things, like also like stop at other booths and look at other things. One of the things that we're going to do is a fun little thing. Last year, there's the Stern Pinball had a booth, and they had some games that they're doing. And they asked for interviews, and I didn't like I don't know if we're going to have enough time. I don't know if we're going to have enough time. But this year, I was like, screw it, no. So Stern Pinball is coming out with a John Wick arcade. Pinball machine. So we're going to go talk to them for a little bit, do a little bit of a demo on the pinball machine. So that's going to be something we're going to do. That'll be a nice, fun little 5-10
minutes.
I like
some pinball. Some pinball. I'm no pro at it, but I enjoy some pinball.
Yeah, you know, pinball wizard.
We don't have the rights. No. the other thing is there's so much to do around San Diego that isn't exclusively within the convention center, right? All of San Diego kind of falls in line for Comic-Con for this week. They have fan activations all over the place. A lot of these things are very difficult to get into. One of those being the Shaun of the Dead 20th anniversary pop-up. This is where they are taking a bar in the gas lamp quarter of San Diego and transforming it for the 20th anniversary of Shaun of the Dead. It's the Winchester, right? That's the name of the bar.
Yep.
And they're giving away like an exclusive beer that celebrates the anniversary, things like that. We tried multiple times on two occasions to sign up for an opportunity to get an RSVP into this event, and we were unsuccessful. So they do have a standby line. If we can get into it, that's something I think we want to check out. Obviously, like the Adult Swim stuff that we go to, that is, while it's associated with San Diego Comic-Con, that is something that anybody in San Diego can go attend if they can get in. I think they have to be over 18 to go to that. Mm-hmm. But we're going to definitely be checking that out. They have their Adult Swim Night of New, where they're going to be featuring new episodes and new shows. So they'll be previewing a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, My Adventures of Superman, the new season of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think some Rick and Morty anime is going to be out there as well. So we'll definitely be there. We're going to check out Hulu Animehem again.
They're going to have Zach and Michael's fun with Zach and Michael. So at WonderCon, after I interviewed them, I sat in their panel for Smiling Friends, and what I think I talked about it on the show before, but they were just like, they have their like little Wacom tablet or whatever, and it's projecting on the screen, and as they're talking, they're telling stories, they're just like drawing these crazy ass, funny ass characters. So I'm looking forward to that bit on I think Saturday night, Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I have the calendar up. Yeah, it's definitely Saturday night. So
that's great. And again, like even so, it is free. You don't need a badge, whatever, to get into that. But even if you don't have a badge, like you can just like be walking along the ocean front and you can
there's a boardwalk right there. You can kind of still see most of what's happening, even if you don't get into the confines of the event.
Speaking of confines of the event, so there's one thing that Travis left off of the show notes here that I have to bring up.
While you say that in an accusatory tone, it also confirms for the listener that I produce the show notes for the show.
It's true.
So I consider it a win. There's nothing you can say to bring me down.
It's true. I'm not trying to bring you down. I'm just trying to point out that Travis is going to try to get us on an IMDb boat so he can play Lorcana.
Yeah, maybe the IMDb OAT. The IMDb. It's a yacht party. We like yacht rock on this podcast.
Got my Steely Dan shirt on.
That's right. This is a really difficult thing to get into. I did put our email in for an RSVP, but I don't think that actually helps us get in at all. But if we do find ourselves, bored with extra time, the IMDb boat is the only place with confirmed Lorcana content, like at all, other than some of the artists that have done artwork for the cards being at Comic-Con. Yeah, it's the only Lorcana stuff. And listeners of AE know I love my Lorcana. So yeah, maybe that's just what I'll do all day Sunday. I can't. They're going to be gone Sunday. It's only through Saturday that they have that boat. So anyway, those are the things that we're hoping to see. But you got to bring your wallet.
Is something else we plan to see. And this is something different from last year. Whereas last year we had the SAG strike, we had the writer's strike. There was nobody there.
Nobody was empty. It was just a bunch of producers,
just
directors,
tumbleweeds. But this year, again, the fact that Hugh Jackman, Ryan Reynolds are going to be there, Kevin Feige, like there are going to be celebrities that are just on the floor experiencing it themselves. Hopefully we'll be able to see some of those folks, behind the scenes at the Adult Swim thing. I don't think any of it's not confirmed for any of the Rick and Morty folks to be showing up, like Harry or Ian or Spencer or any of those. But if they are there, there's a chance we'll get to see them. That's kind of exciting. It's cool to, like, the first time I ever went to the Comic-Con and I'm like, oh, there's Rob Corddry in the gift shop with me at the hotel. Like, oh,
yeah, can I get just hanging out.
Hey, Rob, Mr. Corddry, can I get a picture with you? Right. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be able to be fun to see as well. So that's what I plan to see.
Yeah. But no, that's good. That's good. We will take a lot of creepy photos of people and try to post them on our
social. And we're not going to be the only ones. So no. I don't feel bad.
Yeah. All right. So that is generally what we plan to see while we're there. We plan to video or record a lot of it. Obviously, the panels and things like that, we can't just like record the panels. But we will be doing videos to kind of like summarize some of that stuff. But we're also bringing our wallets. We plan to buy some merch. And first and foremost, one of the big things that we talk about those exclusives, right? We talk about me winning a raffle to get into a Deadpool Wolverine panel. Well, the same is true. Actually, I think it's the exact same system behind the scenes that they use for access to certain booths at Comic-Con. Some of these booths are so popular that you actually have to enter a raffle just for an opportunity to go shop there. Things like Hasbro, yeah. Mattel, 100% Soft, UCC. These are all companies that have a lot of attention on them. And the biggest of them all, they take up a whole corner of the show floor, is, of course, Funko.
Yes. Funko. So the way this lottery works, everybody has their a Comic-Con account that is tied to their badge. And everybody gets a certain amount of entries per day. So yeah. Wednesday
credits,
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so you get to choose what you want to apply those credits to. So you can put six towards Funko, and then you could put six towards 100% Soft, right? And then you cross your fingers say, maybe I can get this. And the other thing about those exclusives too is they, those booths set stock aside for those days. So every day, even if it's Sunday, there's going to be stock set aside for those people as well for the exclusives lottery. So we put in our submissions. I basically mirrored Travis's because I was sick and I couldn't make a decision on my own.
Just think for me, Travis.
And so last night,
Friday night.
They came out with everybody got emails whether or not they got exclusive, got picked or not.
No.
And Travis?
No. Oh. Only people that got exclusives got an email. Oh. Everybody else had to log into their account and see that they got rejected from everything that they, got accepted for.
Well, it's funny because I got an email.
Yeah, you did.
So I got an email to I won a spot in the Funko exclusives for Sunday at noon.
Is it noon or 11?
It's 11. It's 11.
11. Okay.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh, cool. Sunday.
The last day of the convention.
Great. Because I was planning on leaving Sunday. So, anyway, so I'm excited now, but because now we can get some of those Funko exclusives and I don't know what the limit is.
But I don't know if I'm sure I broke this down last year in a Comic-Con recap episode or something like that. But for my son is obsessed with Funko. He loves Funko Pops, things like that. And I really wanted to get him something exclusive from San Diego Comic-Con last year. Brandon had left early on Sunday last year, and I spent the rest of my time at the convention walking in circles past the Funko booth, because if you do not have one of these exclusive access tickets, basically, it is so packed, the fire marshal will not allow people to congregate in that area. So you have to just keep walking past the booth. And then eventually, if the line gets short enough, they'll like open the rope for a second, let a few people in, and then close it again. And it's not like I'm the only one doing this. There are probably hundreds of people doing small laps around Funkoville, hoping that they can get into the booth. So this is very exciting that you have a fast pass, if you will, in there. There are a few Funko exclusives this year that I'm really looking forward to. Kermit the Frog, obviously. Yeah. We love the Muppets on these podcasts. I'm a big Marvin the Martian fan, have been like my whole life. So I'm hoping to get a Marvin the Martian Funko Pop, as well as a few other things. So, congratulations, Brandon, on winning that. I'm very excited that you'll be able to hook us up with some more plastic vinyl figures.
You won the Wolverine Deadpool. I won the Funko. You know, that this is what a partnership's about.
We're a team. That's right.
but that's not all the merchandise that we have. Throwing a bone out to our Rick and Morty fans. I don't know if you know this, but the return of the Rickmobile is nigh.
Ooh,
after an absence,
it's back.
After an absence, what, like 2017, 2018? It's been a long time, dude.
Yeah, pre-COVID. Yeah, I don't think the Rickmobile's been on the road since COVID. So it's back. It's happening.
It's been sitting in Atlanta for a good couple years, as Randall lamented to me last year.
That's right.
So super stoked that it's going to be back this year. It's going to be at Comic-Con. If you go to Reddit, there's already people posting pictures of them seeing it on the freeway. So really, really cool. But also there's going to be a Morty Mobile, which I haven't seen yet. So that's going to be there as well.
I think it's like a Yaris or a Prius, maybe. I don't know. It's a much smaller vehicle, right, which is fair because it's Morty.
So we're going to hit up, the Morty Mobile, the Rick Mobile, get some of that sweet merch. I'll bring my Rick head I have to
just to flex on all the haters. There's a few things I'm going to be looking for merch wise as a big Disney fan. There are these tiki mugs. I think it's like Geeky Tikis or something. It makes really like nerdy tiki mugs, and they have a Haunted Mansion one that's all the hitchhiking ghosts. It's like three like little shot glass ones. I'll probably be trying to pick that up. There's these cool patches from a company called Con Rangers. Mm-hmm. And they're almost like merit badges. Yeah. Like if you're like in scouts or something like that. But they have some cool patches that I may try to pick up a few of those. And then depending on how exclusives are, or how bad the line is, even though I didn't get into 100% Soft's exclusive offerings. They make like a lot of like the cutesy dumpster fire, like vinyl figures and things like that. Yeah. This year they have an Infinity Gauntlet that has like its thumbs up. And the stand is interchangeable where you can do like thumbs up or thumbs down. Mm. And that just feels like a good like thing to have on my desk at work just to like let people know what to expect when they come into my office. So if I can find any Lorcana stuff there, obviously I'll be keeping an eye out for that. But those are some of the main merch things that I'm looking for or looking forward to at the con. I don't know. What about you? What are some things you're trying to get a hold of?
Lorcana stuff mostly, you know.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
number one on your list.
You know, looking for all the Lorcana artists, right? Because that's really important to me, the art of Lorcana. I want to kill myself by making fun of you. talk about exclusive stuff. So I started a spreadsheet over here.
Yeah, you did.
With a nerd. A list of booths, who that booth belongs to and which exclusive thing I want to get from there. So going down the list, day one, preview night, I'm fucking booking it there, Travis. Heading over, Titan Entertainment. Heading over to the Titan Entertainment booth, 5537. There are only 20 copies of this. The making of Total Recall, the story of the film. It's signed by the director, Paul Verhoeven. I'm sprinting.
You're moving safely through the convention floor.
I am not.
As everyone moves towards Funko, you are going to be like a salmon upstream headed towards the signed Paul Verhoeven book.
I am not being safe at all. I am. People are like, Freddy Funko. I'm like, no,
I'll be back on Sunday.
Welcome to the party. See you at the party, Richter.
We haven't really talked about this in person, but like we did preview night so badly last year. Yeah, like I almost feel like this is a situation we're gonna go check out. We have a preview for Adult Swim's area. We're gonna go do that first and then get into the expo. I almost feel like we're gonna split up for a period, like you're gonna chase your things, I'm gonna chase my things, and then we will come back together with the spoils of our adventures that we can share with each other.
Yeah, I mean,
divide and conquer, if you will.
It is very true. So I'm gonna go over all the things that I'm going to go buy on preview night right away because I don't want them to be gone. So the other thing is the Simpsons lanyards. Those I forget where those are at. Oh, Kid Robot. Those are the Kid Robot booth. 2846. They're only 1,000 pieces, so I don't have to get there that quickly. Yeah. Also, I annotated that there's a certain amount that are available.
How many limited items there were at each booth?
Yeah.
I love it. I love everything about this.
Then I'm going to go to the Jada Toys booth where there's a Chester Cheetah figurine, but it's the Comic-Con exclusive Hot Cheetos, Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chester Cheetah. Glows in the dark. It looks so fucking cool. There's an unspecified amount of them, but you know that because it's unspecified, I'm going to put that at the top of my priority list. Futurama shirts and pins. I already bought this one was easy because you could pre-order them and then they're just going to set them aside for you at the convention. So no rush there. I can pick that up any time of the week. Over at NECA Toys, you know, those figurines. Woo! One of the exclusives that they had was the Predator from the movie Prey. But it's an exclusive in the sense that it is camouflage. It's got like partially of the active camouflage where it's invisible, but some of it's not invisible, right? Some of the battle damage. So that's really cool. So I'm going to go try to snag one of those. And then finally, there is, I like some pins, Travis. You know what I mean?
Oh, Oh, I know. I'm right there with you. I've already put pins on my lanyard for Comic-Con. Nice. It's all like I'm already set up.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Good call. I need to get some of those from my office because in the back at my office, like it's just like pins. So enamel pins over at Shout. They've got Creepshow. They got Killer Clowns. So I'm going to get a couple of those things. And I'm sure there's going to be some more things that I see there that I want to get. I know it. I know for a fact. But I haven't listed those out yet.
Yeah. And like that's just the stuff that we're planning to spend our hard-earned money on. the cool thing about Comic-Con is there's a ton of other like freebies and things. I feel like there were numerous days last year where we would just walk the convention floor and people are just handing us stuff, giving away like free items. And I feel like we were leaving every day like with bags of stuff, even though we weren't necessarily spending a bunch of money. So that's another cool part about Comic-Con is all the promotional items and things that you can pick up. And one of the things that we plan to do. Oh, what were you going to say?
Travis? Yeah, what I wanted to say was going into what we want to do. We got lots of content we have planned, but I want to take a second to thank our sponsors over at Ad Break Time. So we'll be right back.
Okay, be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
That was very smooth.
Hey everybody. That was our completely planned ad break that we talked about well in advance of the episode. Certainly didn't awkwardly transition into it or allow me to close out the previous segment before we started
I'm
it.
I'm dying.
thank you so much. We were looking at feedback on Apathetic Enthusiasm this last week, and our ad breaks that would just break into the middle of sentences was something that people didn't enjoy in the past. So yeah, we're being so much more intentional about our ad breaks. Thank you to all of our sponsors, whoever you are. All right, so final thing before we get out of here, we know what we want to see, we know what we want to buy, but what do we plan to do as Apathetic Enthusiasm podcasters, as content creators? What is our plan to bring as much of this to you, the listener / the viewer? First and foremost, we plan on making some podcasts while we're there. That's a no-brainer. There's definitely going to be an interdimensional RSS that is dedicated to the Rick and Morty anime panel that will include the interview that we do with the creative team. So look forward to that and look forward to a lot more Rick and Morty anime content as that series comes out over on the interdimensional RSS. channel. All right. And then obviously for everything else, media, pop culture, things like that, we're going to be doing some Apathetic Enthusiasm podcasts. Things may be a little bit different. Like we're going to do some panel recaps, maybe try and get some like best of the convention podcasts going. I have this weird idea of us just kind of having a conversation while we walk the floor, and see if we can turn that into a podcast. So, no, nothing is off limits that won't get us kicked out of the convention. Right. So we will do our best to, provide you with a few podcasts between panels, things like that. So make sure you're subscribed on all of our different podcast channels, so that you can get all of those bonus episodes. Oh, should we talk about the Patreon exclusive podcast, Brandon?
Yeah, let's do this. Yeah, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, you are going to miss out on one of the most epic things we've ever done. and what it is the Patreon exclusive podcast, 40 more stops.
40 more stops. A little backstory behind this, especially if you're new here. One of the best ways to get to and from the San Diego Convention Center, because parking is super expensive and very limited, if you don't have a hotel within walking distance of the convention center, San Diego has a pretty robust public transit system, including a trolley that will go from downtown out into the far reaches of San Diego County, which is where I grew up. And is where I am staying again. So last year we rode the trolley in from East County, San Diego. And unfortunately, Brandon suffers from a little bit of motion sickness every once in a while, which made this a harrowing experience for him until he had access to Dramamine chews and other motion sickness preventive things. But we developed an inside joke between the two of us about how many more stops there were and whether it was 10, 1, or 100, right? It was always 40 more stops. 40 more stops, that's how far we have to go. And so what I'm hoping to do with our little wireless lav mics is, as we're decompressing, as we are riding this trolley back from the convention center, just some quick recaps, some of our, you know, best of the day, favorite things we saw that day, while Brandon fights for his life physically on this moving train.
It's gonna be so great. You're gonna love it. You're gonna hear my moans of God, I don't really feel that good, Travis. I don't know if we should be doing
Why don't you just talk for a little bit? I'm just gonna close my eyes.
Oh, damn it! Where'd I put those chews? Where'd I put those ginger chews?
Those ginger chews. So we're gonna attempt to make some of those little bonus pods, and you can catch those exclusively on our Patreon, patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm. So that's audio content.
Yep.
For video content, like we talked about at the top of the show, make sure that you're on socials. I want to make some more short form video for YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, those sorts of things. We'll definitely have one recapping all the fun things you can do at the Adult Swim Pirate Party, Hulu Anime Mayhem. We'll probably be capturing that again. Yep. Cosplay. Last year, we put out a cosplay video with just some of the amazing cosplay artists. And so we're going to be trying to get some more content like that. But we're trying to do a little bit more like interaction with some of the attendees as well. So maybe some short interviews, play a few games, things like that. And just try to provide more fun videos for our social feeds.
Yeah. A little bit more planned out. That's what this... Yeah. The SDC...
We have a Google Doc with all of this already in it, guys.
This episode...
It's already done.
This episode is more for Travis and I to talk about our planning than it is for you to enjoy your listening experience on this episode. So we appreciate you...
Yeah, we appreciate you listening to it, to our open planning meeting for our content for next week. All in all, it's going to be a lot of fun. If you've reached out to us with anything that you're into or anything that you want to see, we appreciate that. It's not too late. If you're following us on any of those socials, if any of these things you know, caught your ear and you want us to check out things further, or you've heard any news about announcements, things like that. If you're like, hey, I really think you should go to the Percy Jackson panel in Hall H, like, we appreciate that.
Yeah,
we appreciate that you think we should do that.
Yeah. Not going to happen.
But it's not going to happen, yeah. But we appreciate it.
Anything Hall H, unless it's Wolverine and Deadpool, we ain't covering it.
Not going to happen. I was really hopeful initially that we had won tickets to the actual Marvel panel, not realizing that the Deadpool Wolverine was like a separate panel from their actual Marvel announcements panel. Mm. And I'm not saying I was let down because I'm still super excited, but for a second there, I was like, holy cow, did we just get into the best panel like possible? But it's okay. It's okay. We're going to have lots of fun. And we're going to see Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. So,
heck yeah, we are.
We're going to start the week on a high and then just coast on down from there.
And then wait in the Funko line at the end of it.
While I walk around in circles past you. all right. That's about going to do it for this podcast primer for San Diego Comic-Con. Thank you so much to everybody that supports this podcast, that supports all of our podcasts. If you're watching this video on YouTube, please like, subscribe, do all of those things. Let us know in the comments, what you're excited for, what you want to see. And then stay tuned, because in just a few short days, we will be on the ground in person again. Woo. In San Diego, hanging out and providing you with all sorts of fun coverage. So thanks so much again for listening. Whether you're an Apathetic Enthusiasm listener or Intermental RSS, happy to have you here and look forward to this week.
Yep. Well, looking forward to it. Looking forward to providing you coverage and looking, you know, it's Zoloft time this year. That's another one.
you're going to be like, the way medications are going to impact your experience this year. I'm here for it, Brandon.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to just go up to strangers constantly. I don't think Zoloft changes that. Let me get some clonazepam, actually. All right. Anyways, hey, thanks everybody. We'll see you soon.
Brandon's going to go cough for 45 minutes now. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.